This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. New Delhi has reiterated its call for immediate de-escalation of tensions in West Asia region after attack on a commercial ship GFS Galaxy carrying Indian crew members off the coast of Oman yesterday. Condemning the attack, the External Affairs Ministry said that out of 11 Indian nationals on board, 10 have been rescued so far, while one is reportedly missing. The ministry said the Indian embassy in Oman is closely monitoring the situation and proactively coordinating with the Omani authorities in the ongoing search and rescue operation. New Delhi also expressed concern over the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region. It also reiterated the call for conclusion of ongoing negotiations for a diplomatic solution so that peace and stability can return to the region. The mortal remains of the 15 Indian tourists who lost their lives in Saturday's boat capsize incident near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam were taken to Ho Chi Minh City. The Indian embassy in Vietnam informed that the mortal remains will be transported to India at the earliest after the completion of necessary formalities in Ho Chi Minh City. Uttar Pradesh created a new benchmark in environment conservation by planting 35 crores 27 lakh saplings in a single day under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign yesterday. This is 27,89,000 more than the government's target of 35 crore. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launched the statewide Vriksharopan Mahayagya Drive from Gorakhpur by planting the sacred Triveni saplings. Home Minister Amit Shah also launched a massive tree plantation drive in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, which saw the planting of over 1.25 crore saplings across his Lok Sabha constituency. Addressing the Vriksh Mitra program and Paryavaran Sanrakshan Sankalp event in New Delhi, Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan emphasized that planting trees is extremely important for protecting the environment and ensuring a sustainable future.
As temperatures continue to rise, the climate crisis will only deepen. Estimates suggest that if the current trend continues, climate change could reduce global GDP by as much as 20% by the end of this century. The resulting economic crisis could be so severe that recovering from it would become extremely difficult. Therefore, if greenhouse gas emissions continue at their current pace by the year 2050, the Earth will face serious environmental, economic and social challenges.
Former Qatar Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, who transformed the Gulf nation into a major global player in diplomacy, media and investment, has died at the age of 74. India has declared one day national mourning today as a mark of respect for Father Emir of Qatar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences at the demise of Father Emir of Qatar. External Affairs Ministry has said that Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju is visiting Qatar to convey condolences on behalf of the Government of India to the State of Qatar. In Thailand, a huge fire that engulfed a pub in Bangkok killed 27 people. Rescuers said the fire was reported around midnight. Footage shared online by first responders shows huge blaze raging out of the front door of the pub in the northern part of the Thai capital as people tried to flee with thick black smoke pluming into the sky. Thailand Prime Minister Anutin Chanwirakul told reporters at the scene that 27 people died and several have been taken to the hospital. He said the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances DARPG in collaboration with the Government of Meghalaya is organizing a two-day national conference on the theme Next-Gen Administrative and E-Gov Reforms in Shillong today. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh and Meghalaya Chief Minister Konrad Sangma will address the inaugural session of the conference. The conference will bring together policymakers, administrators, technologists and governance practitioners from across the country to deliberate on the future of public administration and digital governance. In tennis, top seed Italy's Yannick Sinner claimed the Wimbledon men's singles title by defeating second seed Germany's Alexander Zverev tonight. Sinner also earned his 100th Grand Slam match win and he is the only Italian man who has reached the milestone. And that is the end of this news bulletin.